My beloved people, the epistle appointed to be read for this, the fifth Sunday after Easter, is taken from the epistle of St. James. Beloved, be doers of the word, and not hearers, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty and has remained in it, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. In the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and dost not need that anyone should question thee. For this reason we believe that thou camest forth from God." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning, my time here will be mostly concerning points in the bulletin. But first of all and foremost, before I do anything at all, I want to take this opportunity in our own name, in the name of the monks, in the name of the sisters, in the name of our oblates, that you mothers will have today what it is intended to be: a happy, a beautiful, a blessed, and a wonderful, Mary-like Mother's Day. We will speak a little bit more about that in a moment. Thursday of this week is Ascension Thursday. It's the Holy Day of Obligation. I entreat you to try to be at Mass on that day and to give the best that you've got to our Lord, who is departing, but who did say he will not leave us as orphans, but rather that he will send someone, will send him rather, will send him who will teach us, and that we will understand all things. This morning we're privileged indeed to give First Holy Communion to Matthew Kelly. This is a wonderful occasion and a holy occasion for this young man. Therefore, pray for him. Pray that the beauty of the faith that is in the heart of this child will remain all his life as beautiful, as holy, and as unspotted as it is right now. Also this, and when he comes to go to Holy Communion, please, as you know, let him come up first alone to receive his Lord alone. Because beginning today, this young man will begin to learn, that he will always be alone with his God. This morning, we're likewise very pleased that Miss Elizabeth Smith, will do the honor this morning and place the crown of the Blessed Mother, the crown of flowers, on our Blessed Mother's head. There will be no catechism class this morning. Tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, are Rogation days, the days that precede the Feast of the Ascension of our Blessed Lord into heaven. We will have the Litany of the Saints, and we will begin our procession in the morning time at 5:30 for those who might wish to participate. We will proceed a process outside. Anyone who comes traveling into the roadway at that time, please be alerted that it is not yet quite full daylight, and you may not see the monks or whoever is walking down the road. So keep your eyes open and be careful on the road. Wednesday is the Vigil of the Ascension. It is not a fast day. It is not a day of fast and abstinence. Of course, Thursday is the Feast of the Ascension of our Blessed Lord. The announcements are made for the first time this morning in the bulletin for the assignments, the various assignments for the Feast of Corpus Christi, which is coming up. And if anyone finds that he cannot, for a valid reason, uphold or maintain his assignment, please let me personally, in my own self, don't send me a message, because messages get all messed up. Talk to me directly and tell me that you are not able to fulfill your assignment. After the sermon, in a little bit, please, I will have here the special blessing for all the mothers and all the children. I ask for the mothers and the children to please kneel at that time and follow me. Blessing is on the reverse side of the bulletin this morning. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. I have to be brief, so I have to watch the time this morning. Today's Day of Mothers. It starts out with the mother herself, Mary. And it goes down all the way to us. As we look back on ourselves, what kind of mother have I been? What kind of mother have I been to my children? Today is the day of honesty, because it is the day of the Blessed Mother. It's very strange and very interesting that on this day, I want to point out something about the Holy Rosary. The part that's interesting is this. The devil does not want the rosary talked about. Father Francis, when he preached 2 weeks ago, he was supposed to speak also of the rosary. He forgot. I, last week, was supposed to speak about the rosary. I forgot. Today, I am not forgetting. The rosary, my beloved people, is a chain. It is not just an official, pompous ceremony that is observed by a group for a specific purpose. The rosary is that, surely, but it is also a very private, spiritual observance. Private. This, I speak to you of us, and you know who us is, or are, whichever is correct grammar. We are not a faith community. Now please understand my language. We are not a faith community. We don't want to be, we shouldn't be, a faith community. A faith community is one who comes together to celebrate and to participate. You did not come here this morning to celebrate or to participate. Therefore, we are not a faith community, no more than we are prayerful men and women. Prayerful men and women wear their faith, wear their prayers on their sleeves, and they make sure that everybody notices their prayerfulness. That's artificial. We are not artificial people. This is not a faith community. I repeat this for the sake of the tape and for the sake of us all. But rather, we are a community of faith. There is a vast difference between the two. Vast is the ocean difference. Just as there is a vast difference between a prayerful man and a man of prayer. A prayerful man is very ceremonial. Very ceremonial. Very public. A man of prayer is not ceremonial. He's very private. And I want the rosary, as far as we are concerned, especially as of today. There is a statue here, a little statue of the Blessed Mother. It's an image. We admit that. And in case anybody has any question about it, we are the first to admit that this lovely little statue is nothing more than a handmade, carved out piece of chalk. But to look upon that statue, which we do, we look upon that statue and go far beyond that statue and see her. If we are not people of faith, if this is not a community of faith, what we look at stops dead at the chalk. It can't penetrate any further. It doesn't go any further than that. We go beyond the chalk. And when we look at that piece of chalk, we see Mary in all of her fullness, in all of her beauty, in all of her loveliness. The rosary, therefore, this morning is wrapped around that statue and ties us all together as a community of faith. That's all. It's as simple as that. And as we go about our daily chores, our daily work, our daily living, our daily lives, the rosary should be our prayer, our main prayer. Our children should see their father and their mother on occasion, privately, walking off to themselves, sitting in a corner someplace by themselves, simply sitting there, quietly, saying the rosary. I am not putting down, believe me, the family rosary. That has to be. It must be. But I'm speaking here of the privacy of the heart that the child growing up, imagine a little boy or a little girl seeing the father all by himself in the corner without disturbing anybody, saying the rosary or the Blessed Mother. Or at another time, the mother in the kitchen stirring the pot with one hand and holding a little rosary in the other hand. The simplicity of that child, my dear people, will never, ever forget that. That will imprint itself upon that child's mind for all of its life, never to be forgotten. And that child would later on remember this, and when the child might have the woman or the man might have the unfortunate temptation to walk away from things, he or she will remember his mother or his father, and somehow or other that memory will retie him back to the prayer that his mother or father gave forth. But this rosary, this celebration, crowning of the Blessed Mother today, is not just a celebration. It is a prayer. Our Blessed Mother loves the flowers. She always has. But our Blessed Mother realizes, and it says, flowers without the love that put them there are just flowers, weeds that grow in the field. She wants love. She wants love for herself. She wants love for her divine son. And you, dearest people, have to give it. Over the past several days, I have had to come face to face with a situation of the death of a certain woman at a certain place. That poor woman You know not who I'm speaking of. For whatever reason, unknown to me, was hated by her children to the point even where the children at one time or another, even at delicate times and feasts of the year, Mother's Day, Christmas or whatever, would send her hate cards condemning her to hell. How horrible. This poor woman died without a priest. This poor woman died refusing a priest. Our religion, my beloved people, our religion is holy, it is beautiful, it is magnificent, it is substantial, it upholds, it brings us together. If at any time this religion that we speak of causes us a separation of whatever, then it is time to investigate the religion that we speak of. As I've told somebody in the past, I myself am far too old to be playing games. I myself am far too old to waste my time and yours with just jibber jabber. I speak of God, and I speak, and when I say I mean us. And when I speak of God, I speak of everything that pertains to God. And His Blessed Mother is number one. And all of His saints and angels remaining in heaven are in heaven with Him. Can you imagine? Can you possibly bring your mind to imagine that there are groups of angels at the far corners of the universe separated from the beauty of God Almighty? So let us all bring ourselves to where we belong, inside the perimeter or the circumference or whatever you want to call it, of that chain which we call the rosary. If we stay, I'm not prophetic, I'm only hopeful and prayerful. If we stay within the limits of that chain, perseveringly and lastingly and in holiness and truth and simplicity and honesty and without hypocrisy of any form whatever, if we stay within that chain, we have nothing to fear. But if we step across the line of that chain, then we have reason to be concerned. I wish you, blessed, lovely mothers, to be filled this day with the magnificence of everything that this day signifies. And now, if you will be so kind, ladies, my blessed ladies, to please kneel, and your children together with you, and take your bulletins, and let us all pray together.